The Daily Dilemma.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat Breakfast.
The Daily Dilemma.
Ooh, this is going to ruffle some feathers, I suspect. Are you ready?
Go for it.
If you want to get one into us this week, you can email talk@beat102103.com or you can WhatsApp 085-1029-103. Hey, Niall and Show, can you help a lad out? I'm seeing a girl and she was over last night. She left and as she was going, I noticed her tyre was a bit flat at the front. I said to her she's going to need to put some air into it when she's on her way home. And I told her which garage she could go to. She stared at me and then said I'd have to come with her because she hasn't a notion of how to put air in tyres. She is 27. That is shameful. She said that her dad normally does it, but he's in the Canaries.
Bummer.
I went and I did it for her, but by God, I don't think I can be with her now.
Oh.
She's useless.
That's strong.
What do you think? Sackable offence. Oh my God.
Well, I presume ye can put air in your tyres, can you?
I'd give it a go, but I wouldn't be confident in it.
Oh, and you show.
So, I am.
Yeah.
I'm not 27. I did this once with assistance from our colleague Ollie, and he did show me how to do it, and I haven't done it since. But I will be honest with you, if I had to go over and do it now, I'd give it my best shot. But I've never actually done it on my own,
so
and I am ashamed to say it. I'm embarrassed to say it, a bit like when I said I couldn't change a tyre, and then I learned how to change a tyre-ish. But I still, if my tyre was flat, I probably would say to Tom, or he would look at it and go, I'm going to do it. This is not, please, like, man, if you're listening to me, man, this is not a sackable offence. Like, come on, man, come on.
We all have our strengths and weaknesses.
There's certain things, man, that I'm saying you can't do. There's something that she can do that you can't. Please do not dump said girl over the fact that she can't put air in her tyres. Like, I'm sorry, I'm Shona and I can't put air in my tyres. Like, please, what are you going to do?
Maybe.
Sack me now.
All of the Southeast names come forward this morning. I'm Niall and I can't put air in tyres.
Yeah, I know. Like, you can't put air in tyres.
I don't have a car, so I don't have to.
I know, but you have my car. In theory, Niall, you spend a lot of time in my car. You get collected every single morning. For the last 5 years, I've collected you. And even before that, I collected you when I covered on this show.
Yeah.
You spent a lot of time in my cars over the years. You really, in theory, should be able to put air in tires, okay? I'm just saying. I think it is shameful that, I'm embarrassed that I can't do it, right? Yeah. I'm embarrassed. So I hold my hand up and say, that's bad. That's bad, man. Okay, I get it.
Don't call me man.
But at the same time, she doesn't know how to do it. Please don't break up with her.
No, like, that's nonsense. That's nonsense. Like, and a lot of guys would actually kind of almost like the I'm the manly guy going to help you with your car kind of thing. They'd like that. It's almost chivalrous.
I just think if you were to put this into context, is there anything that you think maybe in the house or whatever, and I don't want it to, but we all have things. Like, I think sometimes Tom knows how to work the washing machine. Yes, he can turn it on, but he fails to take the stuff out when he puts it in.
Yeah.
Like, come on. You're not perfect, hon. Man, listen to me. Right? You ain't perfect. Do not dump this lovely girl. Like, show her how to do it, all right?
Okay. We've exploded on the WhatsApp.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. 085-102-913. What would you say to your man?
Actually, a couple of people have called out the language because that's pretty shocking and pretty nasty. Like, if somebody can't do something, fair enough, and you're disappointed
them.
In them. But, like, don't speak about them. You know, if someone that you're going out with, Craig said, Asho, you need to learn. If you're prepared to get behind the wheel, you should know the basic safety. We'll let you off with the change in tyres. Not all cars have spare. We may teach you. Mm. Oh, God, here comes another
lesson.
Video.
And Anastasia was on. Tell your man the dilemma. He's trying to find something wrong. I don't know how to do it, and I own it. My dad and my boyfriend sort my car problems. I just pick cars that look good.
Yeah. Lauren said, good morning, guys. He thinks she is useless. The language he uses about her is a sackable offence. Not everyone has been taught to do the basics. So instead, why doesn't he get off his high horse and show her? I'm sure there are a lot of things that he can't do that she can.
Antini says, a lad, cop on now. My fella doesn't know how to do it. I do it for him. Give over. Just teach her how to do it and laugh about it in the future. Now, so many voice notes on this. Let's give you a sample and a little story from Ava.
Go on, Ava.
Morning, Z. I was just listening to your dilemma and all I would like to say is I have had a very recent interaction with this. Slightly different. I was on my way up to Jason Derulo 2 weeks ago and we were driving up to Dublin and I got a low tyre pressure warning.
So I pulled in to the service station at Carlow and I thought I knew what I was doing. I still didn't really, but at least I had one of the girls with me, so I wasn't alone. Mm. But I couldn't get the caps off the valve. So I had to get a poor worker to come out, and he was on the wet ground trying to get these off the pliers, and there was no joy, only for another person came along 20 minutes later and was like, there's a tyre shop around the corner. Went to the tyre shop, they were saying, it's absolutely corroded onto your valve, we're going to have to give you new valves. So all I will say is, I completely understand that poor girl, because even at the thought of having to put air in my tyre, I was like, I'm going to do something wrong and take air out of my tyre. So I don't think the age matters. I think it's literally just a case of the poor girl was probably just nervous. I think she needs to be given some slack here. I completely get it.
Mm. Thanks for that, Ava.
Thanks for your
similar story from Nicole, that was just about the fear of it and also a hero coming to her rescue.
It's a confidence thing, though.
So I can put air in tyres, but I just kind of have the fear in case they go wrong and then I'm driving along the road and my tyre explodes or something. Yeah. So I just let others do it so that I can blame someone else if something goes wrong. But I actually got a flat tyre there recently and rang my partner and said, look, I'll try and sort it and I'll come back to you if I need help and you can come out to me. So went into the boat to get the spare tyre, open up the boat, no spare tyre. I was like, sorry, what? New cars don't come with spare tyres. So they come with this like kit that you have, a pump that plugs into the car and a foam thing that you fill the inside of the tyre with. But I have now learned all of this thanks to Dahi DPD from Tor, who saved my absolute life when I saw the van turning on the road. I said, oh, I'm saved. Dahi DPD, local hero, is here. So yeah, that's who taught me how to do the foam thingy in my new tyre for when it burst.
Fair play.
Thank you.
You might pass Dahi DPD's number on to show just in case when she's in Waterford and Tom isn't around.
And then a hero comes.
Chantal and Kilkenny.
Harsh. Like, I'm not 27, I'm 31, well, nearly 32, but I had a flat tyre as well, like, about a week ago, and I had to ring my partner in work and get him to talk me through it at the garage, and all the kids were laughing at me in the car. I was freaking out. Now, it's a new enough car, but still, no, that's a bit harsh. Like, he should have been a bit more supportive or showed her how to do it, you know what I mean? It's not something that you're doing every day, like. So, yeah, I think that's a bit harsh. Thanks. Shame on him.
And finally, just some nice words from Anto to finish.
Morning, lads. Tell that man to grow up. It's common courtesy to do that for a woman.
Chivalry. Anto, I'm still going to learn, but appreciate your sentiments this morning. Thank you so much.